Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Series 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, the Leo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
Oh, shit, he's not here. Yo, what up? It's TJ.
and since the other dude ain't gonna say nothing anyway, so yo, who did the twice removed last week? Because I didn't get a chance to hear yet.
I think it was Drew, man.
It was Drew.
Yeah,
it was,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't see.
I'm deeply disturbed by some things that transpired this weekend.
A lot of fuck shit going on.
I don't know if it was on the agenda, but I feel like I'm gonna talk about it right now. But this Slaughterhouse Live that happened.
Yeah,
that shit hurt my heart to see these people talking like this to each other.
Yeah,
I only saw a part of it, and I'm not interested in seeing the rest. I'm just really hurt that it's come to this with these guys.
Yeah. It's. I didn't watch the whole thing either. I saw bits and pieces, but I wasn't a fan of what I saw. I'm torn. So, like down the middle on what's happening.
So wait. Paint the picture, because I am totally like, I saw the what was it, the live or whatever when they were, it was Joel Ortiz, Royce, and Joe Budden.
That's the one
together. But I saw Cricket's video when he had just arrived at the airport. He had just landed, but I didn't understand what it was all about. Like, where did all this stem from?
Basically, what's happening is Crook and Joel have put an album together.
Okay.
It's called The Rise and Fall of Slaughterhouse. And it's really essentially exposing kind of the dirt of the group. Mm. And from what I gather, again, I didn't watch it live in full, but from what I gather, they were trying to talk through this, and you know, Joe is Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe was like pretty much as calm as he is.
Yeah.
And Joe has this thing where he gets calm, because when you get angry, he gets calmer and it makes you angrier.
Yeah.
And Joel was the victim of that yesterday.
He totally was.
Yeah, Joel was the victim of that. Like, Joe went into Joe mode, and Joel should have known it was coming. His whole thing was like, Joe was like, I got nothing but love for you. I wish you nothing but the best. And Joel's like, if you wish me nothing but the best, tell people to listen to the album. And Joe pretty much said, that album can suck my dick. I'm not going to promote that album.
I saw that.
But the thing is, like, you're kind of dissing me on the record. Why you want me? I'm not going to promote it.
Right. Yeah. That
if the record is, you made a record dissing me, why would I be? And I don't know if you guys have heard, I've heard a couple songs from this album. It's Joel is not, neither one of them are really talking real nice about Joe.
Mm.
Why would I use my platform to promote your album?
Yeah. And they basically were saying that Royce wouldn't support any type of reunion or getting together or whatever if Joe wasn't down.
Apparently, like, Crook, at some point a few years ago, Crook had some kind of deal set up for them.
Yeah.
And it would have been the three of them. But Royce said he didn't want to do the group as a three-man. If it wasn't all four, it's not a Slaughterhouse. He doesn't want to do the group with just as a trio.
And I'm sorry to be able to interrupt, but I feel like right now it's important to insert, if anybody doesn't know, that Joe Budden officially retired from rapping like 5 years ago.
Yes.
That is
important. But also, it's also important to establish that he is the person who created the group.
Right.
Yeah.
So that group formed from a Joe Budden posse cut. So it's really not a Slaughterhouse if the founder isn't there.
Facts.
If you name it something different, that might be a different thing. But we can't call it by this brand if the person who created the brand ain't there. It's just not. It's
hold on, because didn't Bobby Brown create New Edition? And when he left, should they have changed the name?
Did Bobby Brown create New Edition?
He didn't necessarily create, but he was the catalyst for them all coming together.
Wanting to sing, but no, Slaughterhouse was a song on Joe Budden's album.
I know. I was trying to do my imitation of
the Beatles. Yeah,
hold on, y'all. Drew has coming awakened. In? Yeah.
Ah, he's up. Okay.
There he is.
Ah, the Prince of Zamunda.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Damn, bro.
Bro,
did you really wake up?
You said, bro. You sound like Cousin Harold.
Two for the eyes. Two for the eyes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen. Wow. For everybody that doesn't know, because I know we kind of glossed over it a little bit, we got right into the show. But, you know, Drew, you might have known. Intro, even though we didn't do a full intro, but he has joined us now.
He wasn't in there.
Yeah, right. He has joined us now, and as you can hear from his voice, he's just woken up from a very lovely nap. Apparently,
man,
what's happening, brother?
Hey, man, that was a very lovely nap. And, between work, concert last night.
Yeah. No, Drew, I am feeling you 100%. So,
hey, I ain't gonna even front. Like, in all serious, yes. If your body tells you need rest and nap, listen to that shit.
Yes, for real.
Oh, hell no.
We gonna talk about the concert in a minute, but we was in the middle, Drew. What you missed is we were talking about Slaughterhouse and all of this drama that's going on with the members of the group.
So I missed it. Like, I don't know what happened. So
BA was just kind of live. Yeah, BA was just explaining that I guess Joel and Cricket put out a project that's talking about what happened to the whole Slaughterhouse experience, and
it's coming out. It hasn't dropped yet.
Oh, it hasn't dropped.
The full project hasn't dropped yet. I think it's scheduled for the 11th.
Okay.
And Joe and Royce have a big issue with it coming out or just existing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
After Joe told Joel to suck his dick, B, what happened?
No, he didn't. He didn't tell Joel to suck his dick. He said that album can suck my dick.
Right.
And then that's pretty much where Joel got off the boat. Like, yo, I'm done. You know, that comment gonna come back. You gonna regret saying that shit. And he had a real hard time hanging up the live, which made it look even worse.
Oh yeah, he did.
That's the equivalent of when you pissed off and you're like, your pocket gets stuck on the doorknob and it takes you forever to get that shit off.
Yeah, right. That's what it was. It looked really awkward. Right. He kept saying bye. He kept saying goodbye. Like, I'm out. One.
Yeah, what TV show was that when somebody tried to walk out the door and they like jacket got stuck or something, and it was a blooper, but they left it in the show.
Was it Martin?
I feel like it was Martin. And then there was another one. Oh, I know that happened on A Different World, too, I think. Or some show where some character was walking on their wig, got stuck in the door, and they got dragged a little bit. They kept trying to walk, and they couldn't go any further.
Wow.
And then somebody had to open the door, and they finally were able to walk.
It definitely sounds like the equivalent of this.
Yeah. But... yeah, man, I hate to see it, man. I hate to see it. All of them are talented MCs, dope freestyles, and, you know.
Yo, I mean, what they stood for and represented at the time, they definitely one of my favorite hip-hop groups, even in their two albums. They only released two albums.
Yeah.
It really hurts my heart to see this, because I've always held out hope that somehow we would get new full Slaughterhouse music with all four members, but yeah.
I think Joe's done. He's not.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know, like, you know, in my wildest dreams he might have made an exception for this, but apparently not ever.
Well, if the man retired, he can't they can't be mad at him for retiring, but at the same time, it's like, if he's the first rapper to really retire
and stay retired.
Well, don't be mad at him for fucking sticking to his word. But at the same time, like, if you're gonna make all you gotta, like, I don't know. I feel like don't use the name if all four members aren't there. Like, you can change it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be heads of state, do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, speaking of which, did they do any heads of state songs last night?
No. They did not.
But y'all get my point though, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Hansel State was a New Edition, yeah, but it had members of New Edition.
Right.
You could have done that and continue. Yeah. You didn't have to have it be under that brand.
Yeah.
Especially if that brand was created by the person who no longer wants to be a part of.
Oh, they could have did. They could have did like on some Dennis Edwards shit because he had his own version of the Temptations. And remember, he was a replacement for David.
For David.
Yeah, so he had two different
Temptations touring.
Oh man, it might have been like five or six at one point. But yeah, it was like Dennis Edwards in the Temptations review. So this could have been
the Slaughterhouse review.
Crook and Joe in the Slaughterhouse review. But you're right, it definitely.
We just call them the house.
Right.
You could have did something, but
they didn't have House Gang.
House Gang. You could have did something, but you don't have to use that brand. I think the issue, if you take that out of it and just continue to be friends, then y'all be straight. But y'all want it to be under that brand. And if that man don't want to do it, he don't want to do it. You can't force him.
Yeah, true.
You know, and I think Royce is on his thing is like, yo, it's not Slaughterhouse if it ain't all four of us. And I don't think it was so much that it was Joe who left. I think Royce would have said that if any of them decided to leave.
Yeah, facts. Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a matter of him riding for Joe. He's riding for the idea of the four-man unit.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree completely with that. It definitely wouldn't feel right. I guess, excuse me, if I'm trying to be empathetic, like I guess from Joel and Crook's point of view, they feel like they were 50% of Slaughterhouse, and it's not unheard of for groups to go on using, you know, the same name and members change or leave. So I feel like, I guess that's where they were coming from. But I agree that it doesn't feel right to use a name, but yeah, it's just sad to see. I'm tired.
Yeah, it's just a fucked up situation. Kind of hurt my heart. This
Well, maybe they'll work it out and get back together, hopefully.
They promised us a reunion at Coachella. I just don't know what year it's going to be, but God damn it. It's on record. I promise you, they said they would reunite at Coachella.
Well, speaking of breaking up and getting back together, as we mentioned, Drew and I are both exhausted from dancing.
I went to the Heads of State concert.
And partying.
I go to the Heads of State concert.
we were at the Culture Tour with Jodeci, Charlie Wilson, and New Edition, all six members.
And the Heads of State.
Okay, so listen, because people might not even know Heads of State. We keep talking about it, but it really came and went. For those that don't know, at one point, Ralph, Johnny, and Bobby.
Do we give a shit? Do we really care? We don't care. That thing
people
never,
might want to know. We keep referencing. No, but at one point, Ralph, Johnny, and Bobby decided to do a trio called Heads of State.
No.
I think they might have recorded one or two songs, but they never, like,
did anything. Never released them, I don't think.
You know what? You know what that was? You know what that was? We the voices. That's all that was. We the voices. We the real voices in New Edition. No, that's what that was.
They probably should have put Ricky in that then.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah. Because I keep forgetting, Drew, they brought this up at the concert yesterday about how, was it Every Little Step was originally supposed to be a
New Edition song?
Yeah. And then Ralph supposedly did the backgrounds on there or something? Did you guys hear that?
Wait, is that the one that they say that Ralph had to finish for Bobby?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. That was that record. So, yeah. But he did it. And the concert was amazing. I was honestly more excited, but I was a little more excited to see Jodeci because I've never seen them in concert and all four members were there. Well, what's that?
What is that?
Oh, you talking about Devontae?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, Devontae was just there so he wouldn't get fined. Like, but Dalvin, Casey, and JoJo had lots of energy. He was definitely playing to the crowd. They sounded great.
They did.
They actually sang way more songs than I thought they would. Because I was a little pissed off at first because I was like, man, they got Jodeci opening?
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I keep hearing.
no disrespect to Uncle Charlie, but I was just like, man, I figured Jodeci would have been like, you know, the second act to go on.
Right.
And they came on first. They did a lot of hits. The only one they didn't do was Cry For You. And they threw in a
Yeah, they didn't do Cry For You at all, bro.
It might be past that. It's the same way like older NBA players can't do the dunks they used to do.
Yeah.
Maybe they just couldn't do like it. Maybe they
You know what? You just made it. I'm glad I didn't go down. If I would have went and they didn't do that song, I'd have been so pissed, bro.
Did they could have track or play live? Was Devontae behind the piano the whole time?
No. Devontae wasn't behind the piano at all. They did have a live band. I don't think they had any like other background singers.
Yeah, they didn't. But they Dalvin was behind the drums. As we,
I would have beat Dalvin ass if Cry For You didn't play. Like I'd have jumped on.
Wait,
stage.
Dalvin went behind the drums. When did that happen?
You know, he was behind the drums.
Not the whole time.
Not the whole time.
Yeah, he must have went by there for like a song or two. He was dancing around most of the time. And they didn't do any Dalvin solo joints, just so you know. I know you are all
nothing
wondering.
From Metamorphic?
I know nothing from Metamorphic. Bruh. I know you were wondering. Metamorphic did not.
Not with BA. I would have been pissed off if I had a win and not got no Metamorphic.
Man, see, you're being sarcastic. I'm being serious.
I absolutely agree, B. That's my favorite Josie song.
But they did throw like one random album cut in there. I think it was off the Diary of a Mad Band album.
I don't want to hear that shit. You didn't already keep going. What else happened at the concert? We passed Jodeci.
Wait, hold on. I got to mention. They kicked it off with the remix to I'm Still Waiting. This is for the Jeeps, you know, remix. So they kicked it off with that. But then, you know, I was there specifically for Forever My Lady. And then it was crazy. I was already on 10 after they did that. And then they hit us in the face with Fiendin. I didn't even think about, oh man, they didn't do Fiendin yet. And then they came with Fiendin right behind that and they ended with Get On Up. But it was like, again, I was initially pissed because they were opening, but their set was to me perfect. Like,
did
right
they do Lately?
They did not do that.
They didn't do Lately.
So they stayed away from Ballads?
Live, didn't they?
Say what?
They did Love You For Life?
They did.
Oh, yeah. So we were singing Ballads. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck you, don't do Cry For You.
Oh, but Uncle Charlie,
Once
he went on, you understood why Jodeci didn't want to follow him, right?
Man, I told Dave that as soon as the concert was over, I was like, yo, now I understand. Because we were texting back and forth, like, yo, why is this man not first?
But yeah, yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no, like, Uncle Charlie is an undisputed legend. And like every time he sings on whatever, it's an awards show or a live concert, he sounds just like the record, right? But this man, he had announced, because, you know, at first I was like, all right, you know, he came out with the shiny jacket and the skinny jeans. And Uncle Charlie's what? He's in his 70s, right?
He's a good 484 years old.
He's like 69 at this point.
Y'all keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. But he had on skinny jeans. And so I was like,
in shiny suit.
Yeah, shiny suit. But he said that, you know, he recently had two knee surgeries and his doctor was like, he shouldn't be out there. But he was like, you out your goddamn mind if you think I'm going to miss out on performing in Chicago. And then he mentioned the fact that, you know, he had beaten prostate cancer.
He was 27 years clean.
27 years clean. You know, he had been a long-time crack cocaine addict. This man, when I tell you he was dancing and had more energy than most teenagers on this stage, bro, like, he killed it. And the catalog, of course, is ridiculous.
He's
69.
Can I tell you something what messed me up?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a 484-year-old do so many... do so many pelvic thrusts before in my life.
Oh my God.
Charlie would have got a bunch of broads pregnant at this concert.
Man, without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. Charlie put on a damn show. Then he bust him and his dancers bust out like these jackets that glowed in the dark, and they had kind of like the treble and bass thing that goes up and down, like the digital display on mm-hmm. them. Like, dude, he was just phenomenal. Charlie Wilson, you the man. That show was so dope that you were tired after he got done. It was almost like, man, like New Edition was just a cherry on the top. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, right. Man, we can really go home now. You know what I'm saying? But
some people did go home.
Yeah. Some people did. Yeah.
But here's my thing with this whole thing with Charlie too. Like, it was so funny because he started singing, got into his catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I bet you I didn't know I had sung this song. And then he played Computer Love. Some around me knew, and I was just like, okay, that he did Let's Chill. I was like, what?
Yep.
Wait, what did he do on Let's Chill?
You did on that too? Yeah, I think he did background, and then if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Keith Sweat said he wrote that with Charlie, but what I do know is that Charlie re-recorded it and put it on one of his, albums that came out some years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think it was on that, my name is, first name Charlie, last name Wilson album. So but I think he did do something on the original because, Aaron Hall, his whole, inspiration is Charlie Wilson.
That's his poem.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. But then he did like the extended singing version of Beautiful, Snoop and Pharrell. And then of course, he did all the Gap Band stuff, except he didn't do You Dropped a Bomb on Me or that would have been
bad taste at this point.
That's probably would have been. But man, he just was amazing, man. And then New Edition, I mean, come on, man. They just do what they do, man. It was honestly, New Edition snap, but I was just more just blown away and impressed by Bobby, man.
Because the last time I saw Bobby was on the RBRM tour.
Yeah.
He wasn't. I don't know if he was. I don't know how far he was after recovering from his mild stroke. But how did Bobby do? That was my question.
Bobby was awesome. He was awesome to me, bro. Here's the thing. When he first came out, Drew, I was like, he immediately got winded. Like when the show first started, and I was like, oh, here we go.
Right.
But once he got into it, and they were in pocket, and they start. Because I think his first solo joint he did was Roni.
Was it?
Yeah, because he did Roni. Rock With You. He did Every Little Step. And then I think My Prerogative was the last one. Those songs? Say what now?
He made it through those songs?
He made it through them. He danced.
Yeah.
When I saw, man, I think Ricky had to do, I can't remember which one of the songs. It was one of the songs you just named.
No, Ricky helped with one of them. Okay. That might have been Every Little Step.
Yeah, it probably
all of them. All of them was on stage. Pretty much, no. BBD was out with Bobby when Every Little Step came out. When they performed Every Little Step.
Yeah, because that's when they had on, I think, the blue suits, blue jackets, or whatever.
Okay,
right.
But I was really proud of him. He did his thing. He definitely
a half a step behind. It's the half a step behind. You could tell, but
he did his thing. It was definitely worth the ticket price, and it was a great show, man.
Even though we got no heads of state.
Why the hell would you? Why you keep harping on heads of state?
Cause it's like, yo, I'm really kind of befuddled. Like, how does Ralph, Bobby, and Johnny, who all have, who are all hit lead singers, and how does that chemistry together not work? Like, how did that not pop off? That really fucks with me sometimes.
You know, nobody trying to see that.
Because people, they were 40 plus years old when
for instance, like, I would have thought, Ella, if you'd have told me 20 years ago, I'd have been like, if you gave me the choice, if you told me LSG or Heads of State, I would have said, how the fuck would LSG work? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I just trip on how Heads of State didn't work because if LSG could work, I would have thought that that could too, but it just didn't.
Yeah. Because, and then you also got to remember, they put Heads of State in at a different time. R&B wasn't as prevalent as it was back in the day.
True. So, yeah. Could, yeah, I'm sure that played into it, the timing of it. But
didn't they make it about a spike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, wait. That's how you enter, that's how you rejoin, nigga? Yeah, no, they did. Because I think BBD was just gearing up for another run. And they were, I think, in the middle of that crazy contract shit or whatever disagreement they were having. But yeah, they essentially did make it out of spite. And then for it to not work was kind of funny as well.
Yeah.
Going back, I mean, with that whole thing, it was just like, I laughed because I did kind of make whoever I was sitting by, they had him like laughing because, like, also, like, Ralph only gonna do one song.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, honestly, I think the only one he could have did, Drew, was Money Can't Buy You Love.
I would have took that.
Yeah.
I'd have let
that
happen. Yeah. Because I don't know nobody would hear Rated R.
Okay, wait.
Well, speak for yourself.
Wait, I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Rated R is my joint.
How many solo songs did Ralph get?
One.
Two.
No,
he got
one.
Two. Do What I Gotta Do. That was the second single.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, but he only performed. Because
I gotta do
but,
what I gotta
do. Did he perform it? I don't remember
that.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you was asking how many did he perform. I thought you were saying
how many did he perform at the solo?
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
He did how many did Johnny perform solo?
Three.
How many of Bobby's solo hits?
Four.
And then how many of the BBD joints?
Three.
Damn, they Ralph did. Didn't even get two?
Nah, man.
Was Bobby able to do his solo songs?
Yeah, you was gone that whole time, bro.
Yeah, but he got help.
You said
he
Rick helped him out
on. I mean, they all performed My Prerogative and
the uptempo shit. They had to help out with.
Yeah,
right. He did Roni by himself
and Rock With You. No, Rock With You. He had them. I think help a little bit too.
Right. He did Roni by himself though. But yeah,
how do you play my mouth? Ralph had more than one hit. Like, was it just he sacrificed?
No, did he? No. Sensitivity and Do What I Gotta Do. That was
and then he would have
done Stone Cold Gentleman.
Man, I like Ralph shit.
Stone Cold Gentleman. Nah, that wasn't.
Y'all
gonna
front on call? Y'all gonna front on Who's the Mac?
Yes.
That did not hit the way.
Yeah. I would do what I gotta do.
Got some rotation. Money Can't Buy You Love was probably his biggest record after Sensitivity, I would say.
I thought it was
Don't Front on Stone Cold Gentleman.
I
gotta go back and listen to Stone Cold Gentleman because what's that?
I thought it was another joint on the first album that hit too. That we didn't name.
Don't do what I remember. Do what I gotta do. Do What I Gotta Do. Sensitivity. And Rated R.
Rated R was my
joint. Oh, I'm thinking
Rated R. Not Rated R.
Did
Stone
we say
Cold
Stone Cold Gentleman?
Yeah.
That's what B.A. said.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Stone Cold Gentleman.
Because didn't Bobby rap on that?
That was like the
hook. That shit hit. Did they do Word to the Mother?
No.
Nope.
No. Fuck.
I don't think they ever do that song in concert.
They should.
I know. It would make sense since they're all on it. But
that was the first time they all collaborated together.
They did. They did Count Me Out.
Hit Me Off.
My Secret. Yep. Hit Me Off, My Secret. You know, it's funny, BA, Tamora was sitting right behind me. And when they did If It Isn't Love, I was like, see, this the song that we beat y'all at the wedding. You know?
Facts.
Every time. She you know, she was like, nah. But yeah.
They gonna deny it forever, but right? it was what it was.
Yeah. For real. Just so y'all know, we you know, at Drew's wedding, we did a whole New Edition medley performance, The Groomsmen, and we killed the bridesmaids. You know, I don't even remember what they did. It was, you know, so forgettable. But,
right. They took that out.
With the groomsmen, with the exception of TJ.
TJ did
no,
not.
No, yeah, no. I was not a part of the final. I had a schedule with y'all rehearsals. Y'all know I keep at normal hours, so I never.
You were you were what's his name?
I was Brooke.
Brooke, you were Brooke.
Nah,
yeah,
Jamila was Brooke.
I forgot teaching.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't
y'all
put it? Ain't
Jamila
it on YouTube,
was Brooke.
hey, ain't it on YouTube though?
Is it?
I thought one of y'all put it on YouTube. It was on Facebook.
I remember that.
Somebody needs to put it on YouTube. Immortalize that shit. It needs to be out there.
Yeah, we need to look that up, man. Dude, what would be funny is we probably would go viral if we like posted that thing right now.
That's what I'm saying.
We all too old to be created.
Yeah. Everybody report to BA's Facebook.
I'll find it.
Hey, so one thing, okay.
Don't report to my Facebook. Don't do that.
Right. One thing about it, I was, with New Edition, I was kind of mad that, okay, they didn't do Word to the Mother. They did Hit Me Off. I was like, okay, they did. I like that song. They didn't do Hot Tonight.
Yeah.
Did they do anything from that last album?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
they could have did Hot Tonight. Everybody remember that one.
I mean, I would have preferred they did Rewrite the Memories. Did y'all get up on that shit? I feel like I talked about that before.
Rewrite the Memories joint.
Yeah. Because that should have been a joint from that album. Yeah. But so they didn't do anything from the last album.
They wasn't gonna do nothing from the last album.
They didn't do You Don't Have to Worry either. Or I'm Still in Love with You.
Listen, y'all can sit here for the length of this entire podcast and name songs they didn't do. They're not gonna get everything in.
But those were like the hits and the singles from those projects.
Rewrite the Memories was not
Rewrite the Memories wasn't, but it should have been.
But it wasn't.
I know it wasn't.
Right.
Okay, but wait. They only did one song from the Home Again album?
Yep. Yeah, Hit Me Off.
That's the only one with all six of them on it. They could have did more. All right, well.
Yeah. What song did Ricky do by himself?
It was One More Day. Song. One More Day.
No.
You talking about at the concert?
At the concert.
Oh,
he did, was it one? When would I see you smile again? Yeah, because Mike and Ronnie didn't come out on that one,
right?
Did they need to?
No, not really.
No, it's pretty much a Ricky showcase,
right? Well, shit, that's all of BBD. If you don't count, he did all of the vocals. So
I love that record, but for me, I do need you is more of a favorite. Me
okay, I agree. That one,
yeah. I like Something in Your Eyes.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Something in Your Eyes is a slept on joint, man. Because everybody tries to just throw Hootie Mac to the side, but that song off that album was definitely classic.
You know why we trying to throw Hootie Mac to the side? Because first of all, they pump faked us with Hootie Mac. They gave us Gangsta, which was actually a dope song.
Yeah, yeah,
and they didn't even put it on the album.
For people that don't know, Gangsta is the song that they were doing on The Fresh Prince.
Yeah, no one really knows it but to me. You know it.
Hey, Hillary? What's up, Hillary Shot?
I was trying to be in the video.
And then, I like how one more thing I did like is when they did Count Me Out, Bobby was like, forget y'all, screw y'all, I'm out.
Oh yeah,
and walked off stage.
Yeah, any fucking chance he gets arrested, they're doing the show. I'm taking it.
They probably worked that in,
right? As soon as they sing "Count Me,"
taking this break.
Yo, right. Was that a sub at Bobby at the time? Because he was like in the because he did the vocals for it, but by the time he did the video, he had left. Right?
No, he was in the video, I think.
Bobby's not in the Count Me Out video.
No, yeah,
he's not. Okay,
that was the first video they did without him.
After I would, man, imagine, of course, I'm sure everybody was like this, but imagine my shock when that video came out and I was like, yo, what's going on? Like,
yo, they didn't do nothing from Under the Blue Moon?
Are
you being facetious?
No, yes, Earth I am, Angel. Because
fuck Earth you. Angel, nigga, Earth Angel was the shit. That shit?
Yes, did they perform it?
No, they didn't.
Like, they got it. That's the point I'm making. They can't do everything. They would have been there all night.
Hey, listen, Earth Angel was a single in video, bro.
For my money, they could have did Give Love on Christmas Day. You know, I don't care. So.
Jesus Christ.
And then randomly, DJ Kool was the DJ. For the concert,
did he let me clear your throat?
Yeah. I don't think. Well, if he did, he probably played
had to sneak that shit in somewhere.
No, but he played some new joint that didn't nobody care about. He thought everybody was gonna be on it because it was a line dance record called Cha Cha Cha.
And you see, and this is the part that makes me mad. That's 5 minutes that could have went to cry for you.
Yeah.
or do what I gotta do.
True. Yeah.
Or cry for you.
Yeah. Now you're right. Jodeci that definitely needs cry for you. It was one of the biggest songs they had.
And they can't sing it no more, bro.
Yeah, I'm guessing they probably just can't sing it no more.
Because we didn't get You and I.
Yeah.
How much Casey and JoJo stuff did they do?
None.
None?
No.
None.
Wow.
No.
Because I heard
can't
the crap.
Even think of, why can't you sing Cry For You anymore? Like, what in that song? What
nigga, it's
can
the
you
same
not hit?
Reason when music performs Love Live, you don't get that fucking version that he recorded. Like, they can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, you
not,
can try.
Not on a day-to-day basis.
Listen. I watched Bobby Brown do verses. He tried.
Yeah.
you can at least give it a go.
B, that was one night. How you know they ain't trying all the other cities they did?
It don't matter. I wasn't there.
They spreading that shit out.
Hey,
we gonna do it in a three selected cities or some shit.
Hey, man, I didn't think I was gonna make it last night. We decided to go at the last minute.
Yeah.
And I found tickets at 1:30. T-shirt is overrated.
Dave's Republican ass bought his tickets 2 months ago during the pre-sale, didn't you, Dave?
No, I didn't do pre-sale, but I definitely did day of to the minute. So when they dropped it at 10 a.m., I was on it right away.
Wait,
just out of curiosity, Dave, where were you sitting?
I was in, we were in section 122, row 14.
Because listen, right, I went online and saw
Drew, where were you sitting?
Drew, where were you sitting?
I was sitting by the banners.
That's where I would have been with Drew. I would have been up there with you.
Look, I'm only asking because of the kind of the difference in when the tickets were purchased to see you know. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But
I was sitting by the Black Hawk banners.
Drew, okay. Oh wow.
All right. Damn, not even on the good side, huh?
Drew, right. You could have
could have put me by the Bulls banners. Put me by the
Jordan. You could have stole Jordan's
No, I was on the Black
retired
Hawk
jersey. No, he was on the Blackhawk
side.
He was on the Blackhawk side. Okay.
Chris Chelios ass.
I mean, at a certain point, we be up near the suites, so nigga, suite life. What?
No, I'm not knocking the season thing.
Yeah,
the difference in
Let me see something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, forgive me, y'all. I was gonna say, forgive me, y'all. I'm pulling in Drew and eating on air, but
no,
just ignore me.
Next time. I feel like, you know, we should unite us in the suites. Hey, it's a big enough concert that everybody gonna go to because between a certain age is at this concert. It was like the Hyde Park Boo Fest for a concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everybody like was there.
Yeah.
So you say we get a suite next time?
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll crowdfund the suite. Why not?
Yeah. Crowdfund the suite.
Dave can put it on his Platinum Amex. What either or.
Back.
We'll just pay him
out to all the people who had crickets and made their little New Edition Jodeci t-shirts before they got there. Because when you got to the venue, I was not paying for a Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Mouth, and Johnny t-shirt for $40. And I was not doing that. And I'm a huge New Edition fan, but I wasn't paying for that.
Someone was looking like the Woody Hutton World Tour t-shirts.
It was some of those too.
It
was some of those too. I got that too. But
no, I'm saying like it was like some bootleg. Did they have like bootleg looking ones that were just really bad?
No, yeah. It was a lot of glitter and shiny stuff.
Yeah, this one group I saw looked like a family reunion, but for the New Edition tour. Like they had them kind of shirts. But hey, I ain't mad, man. It was a vibe. Everybody was having a good time.
Right.
And, that was what?
You know what another thing was? I got to remember because Charlie, I don't know if it was Charlie or somebody. It might have been Charlie Wilson, you know, talking about, you know, asking a woman to say something or a scream or something. It was something crazy. And it was like, it felt like part in Five Heartbeats where the girl went crazy and dude left her there.
Oh yeah,
like well, Charlie was really trying to get people messed up at this concert.
Yeah, he did. He was like, you know, turn to your partner and you know, tell him your name. Like, you know, my first name is Charlie, last name is Wilson. But he said, say your own name so that you know, because they're gonna forget who you are because they're just gonna be thinking about Charlie Wilson. I was like, man, that's some game right there. That's that old uncle game.
Sound like, right, for saying sound like someone else, like uncle.
Yeah.
Who you are, young blood?
Yeah, man. Charlie, like I said, Charlie Wilson, 484 years old, still doing shows like this, and it was a damn good show.
Yeah. No, it just made you appreciate good music, good actual entertainers and performers, man. It was just you don't get that, you know, much these days. So it was definitely appreciated. You know, you got some other concerts coming up. I know Maxwell and Joe and Anthony Hamilton, and then I think I heard Mary's supposed to be.
Yeah, Mary's gonna be in town too. So like you gotta see who Mary gonna be with before you cop the Mary tickets.
Right, exactly. But man, it's been.
I would sit through almost anybody.
I would go with this to a Mary show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would sit through. Dave, put the Mary Suite on your Platinum Amex.
Okay, so if if Highland Place Mobsters was like one of the opening acts,
you would sit through that. That's one of the people I would ignore. But I would be there and ignore them just to get to Mary. But I know you would be okay throwing your draws on stage for Highland Place Mobsters.
I'm gonna be late for that.
Hey, man, let's Dave. What's I'm with up? You. I'll be there for Take a Dip. Yep,
man.
Yep. Yeah. Dave, you know what? I have never listened to that album ever in my life. I'm gonna find it on streaming. I want to hear
what you're not gonna find.
Listen,
it's not there. It's on the face, right?
Yeah,
but it's not on streaming.
It's on what?
Didn't they have a leave-in conditioner in their head?
They did, and then
yeah,
they also
No, we can stop there.
You have to understand Dave's allegiance and dedication to Highland Place. Dave, did you camp out of a music land one day when the album get ready to drop? No,
negative. They had a ballad.
You did go buy it.
They had a ballad on the album called "Hole of My Own."
They did.
And was it a take on "Love of My Own"?
I don't know that, but it was
A hoe of my own.
You gotta hear it, man.
But yo,
no, I don't have to hear it.
And unaware, Dave, is it good? Is it safe to say you were a big Highland Place Mobsters fan?
Sure, why not?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, man, can you name the members of Highland Place Mobsters?
I love their first single.
One of them, I think, had a dog in his name, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the names actually. So.
For a long time, he this came up frequently, and I feel like I might have seen an ad once or twice. I didn't really pay it any mind, but I know what I know about Highland Place Mobsters because of Dave. So Dave would definitely sit through Highland Place Mobsters if they were opening that.
Yeah, they were like a passion project of Dallas Austin. I think he was actually part of the group.
He was.
And, you know, they had
a leave-in conditioner in their head.
They had a single, Let's Get N-A-K-E-D. You know, man, that was my joint. That was my joint.
They
were on the Boomerang soundtrack.
Yes. Yes, they are.
They were also on the Boomerang soundtrack.
Oh, wait, what was the song on the Boomerang soundtrack?
It was on Reversal of a Dog with T.O.C.
Oh, shit. Okay. I mean, I have the Boomerang soundtrack. I just remember the song from the movie, of course. Hey, when it come on in the movie, I'll be fucking with Highland Place Mobsters. I never knew it.
See? Speaking of new music, I mean, I know this ain't real new. I'm kind of late to the party, but Robert Glasper just dropped a new album.
Black Radio 3.
Black Radio 3 is awesome. Yes, definitely cop that if you haven't got it. Also, I didn't know, but I know now because I copped it too. Moonchild dropped a new album.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, you know, if y'all don't know, Moonchild is dope AF. They've been dropping albums for years now. But, you know, they always been kind of a little bit under the radar. But they make really good music.
They are the premier. Would you say they're the premier blue-eyed soul?
Yeah, absolutely.
Act of the day.
Absolutely.
It's three white kids, two guys, a girl, and they just make some dope, soulful vibe music shit all the time. So if you never heard of Moonchild, look them up on your favorite digital streaming platform. But that album is official as well.
Yeah. I think it's called Starfruit. So definitely cop that. But yeah, man. Yeah, I just had to throw that out there, man. Good soul music is what's popping. Man, did y'all see the Batman?
No, I've not seen it yet. No. Don't spoil it for me, Dad.
I will not spoil it. I won't spoil it.
I keep hearing it's trash, though.
No, you're hearing wrong.
Okay, all right.
What I will say is it's very long. They definitely could have shaved some time off of it. But it wasn't your typical superhero movie. It was very detective style, gave off vibes of the movie Seven, you know, by David Fincher. It wasn't gory or bloody, you know, it was PG-13, but just the, you know, the storyline and everything definitely gave you that type of feel. And
did you just compare it to Seven? Really?
Yes,
I was gonna ask BA, Seven is head in the box, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's, you know, that's my shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
Listen, I really, as y'all know, don't have a whole lot of interest in these type movies, but this is Zoe Kravitz as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm gonna watch it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just compared it to Seven, then I have to watch it now.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to check
just
it out.
Just keep in mind, BA, that Dave also highly spoke of the highly placed mobster, so
listen,
I don't know. Sometimes it's
recognition. You don't invoke Seven for no reason though. Like that was.
He told us they were dope.
Listen, no, Batman. I'm telling you, watch it. Let me know what you think. But right. Again, just prepare yourself. You know, we went to like a 4:30 show because I know me, and anything after 7 p.m., I'm gonna probably fall asleep at some point.
Yeah, we know.
Not old man at all.
But I made it through. I almost dozed in that first hour, but you know, I did cheat a little bit. I drank a bit of a non-sugar energy drink, and that helped me a little bit.
A non-sugar.
Can we hold on, like Dave? Let me go back because I remember we went to
a diet 5 hour energy.
We went to go see a Marvel movie. It was like at least 3 or 4 o'clock, and you still. That might have been Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Dave, are you one of those people that can just go to sleep when it gets dark, like when the lights go out in the room?
Pretty much, but you know. I remember, Tej, remember when we was in L.A. and we went to that Transformers premiere at we actually went to the Paramount lot, and I couldn't, all I was talking about this whole day was Transformers, I can't wait to see Transformers, we gotta go see Transformers. And one of our friends, I think, worked with Paramount or whatever, she hooked us up with some passes, and I think it was like me, you, maybe Carlos, or somebody else, and we went, and... Yeah, about an hour into the movie, I was snoring, and this TJ looked at me like, "Nigga, literally, all you've been talking about is this movie. You sitting up in here asleep."
Yo, as you may or may not guess, true to form, recently I have no recollection of this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it happened. If you said it did,
I did.
Okay.
Yo,
but yeah,
but
Dave,
remind me. Uh-huh. Remind me to never do a serious crime and have to call TJ as a material witness.
No, you would want me to do a serious, because I don't remember it. I can't tell him.
But if he was trying to get off and not get arrested, your ass wouldn't remember.
I mean, unless you got accused and you were hanging with me and you use me as your alibi and I can't remember, then yeah, that'll be bad. But if we did a serious crime together, I wouldn't even remember and we'd be good.
Okay.
Why were Popeye and Pluto fighting over olive oil? Like, she was trash, bro. Like,
wait, what?
Nigga, why did High Half of Hollywood love Nancy Reagan?
Yeah. Well, okay, all right. That might be what it is then. Because
okay, I get it.
If y'all wonder why that was so random, I'm literally watching the old cartoon right now. So
and listen, did you see any other women around? She might have been the only woman in that town.
Back.
And she was probably Nancy Reagan.
Somebody needs to do a deep dive on that.
Definitely, because like, yo, she ain't Jessica Rabbit, bro. Like, why are y'all fighting over her?
You know what though? If these motherfuckers can do a movie about Abraham Lincoln as a vampire slayer, we could write a movie and fucking make olive oil whatever we want her to be then.
Yo, for real, Abraham Lincoln vampire slayer. I can't. That movie.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was good.
It was actually pretty good, bro.
I did hear it was good.
And you weren't even high, were you?
No.
Wow.
It was actually a pretty good movie.
That makes me want to kind of watch this now. I thought that was the dumbest thing in the whole wide world, but if you found something in, I'm intrigued. Wow.
Yo.
But I also watched The Last Dragon again today.
No, The Last Dragon is a fucking classic.
That's a classic. You can watch that anytime. Yeah.
Right, yeah. But like I said,
we have viewing parties right now. We could charge people for a viewing party and they would pay to watch The Last Dragon on a big screen with all their friends.
So in this time of reboots and getting stuff redone, would you watch another like a Last Dragon reboot?
It depends on who did it and how it's done, but potentially.
Pete Gang. So I'm thinking your man Deon Cole should play Show Enough.
Oh, he has to.
Yo. But here's what I'm thinking, right? If we're going to update it, like, Show Enough should be an MMA fighter.
He just has to be played by Deon Cole.
No.
He can't do Cole. Nobody does karate anymore. Like, he has to be an MMA fighter.
Facts. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, you got to keep it with the times.
It's still mixed martial arts, so yes.
Okay.
It just has to be Deon Cole. He can be an MMA fighter, yes.
Who's your Bruce Lee word pick?
I'm thinking, do we get an unknown? Like, what's dude name?
Ty Mac.
He was an unknown.
Well,
other than The Last Dragon in that episode of A Different World, I ain't seen him in nothing else.
Hey, don't front on Janet Jackson's Let's Wait a While video though.
Like I said,
the two that's been actually, trying to make noise for that role with Deon is the guy, I don't know the actor's name, but he used to be on How to Get Away with Murder, and
the skinny
dude. He was in the black, I don't think it's the one you're thinking of, TJ, not the British dude.
I know who you're talking about.
He was also on Have and Have Nots and in that Madea's funeral movie.
I definitely know who you're talking about. He was in episode of Raising Dion.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't even know this is a real campaign people are pushing for.
I know Dion said he'd been wanting to play Show Enough for a minute.
Right, and so because I remember he had sent out a post or something, and he tagged Oh Boy, because I guess they're like friends or whatever. And they were both like, yeah, we should, let's get this Last Dragon.
Go back. It's not Alfred Enoch. Who would it be if it ain't him?
It's, hold on, I'll tell you his name. I'll tell you his name right now. Rome Flynn is his name.
Let me see. I don't know what this dude look like. What the hell, Rome Flynn? Mm-hmm. Drew, I thought we were talking about the same person in Alfred Enoch, but it ain't him.
No, not Alfred Enoch.
To play Bruce Leroy?
Yep.
Look at her edges, bro.
Okay, I see him now. Okay, yeah. I don't remember him, but okay, I can see it.
I didn't know that. He was actually born in Chicago. Didn't know that. But
I can see it. I can definitely see it now. Because I was either thinking him or a dude who was in, he did that, the Superfly remake.
Oh, why am I blanking out on everybody's name?
Hey, Dave, I don't know. It says Ron Flynn was born in Springfield, so I don't know if you know, but Springfield is not Chicago.
Oh, well, I'm looking at...
not Atlanta.
I'm looking at IMDb. It says he was born 1925, 1991 in Chicago, Illinois. So maybe.
In 1925.
No, I said November 25th, 1991.
That's not what you said, but
that's not what you said, my nigga.
Okay. That is. Roll back the tape. Roll back the tape.
Can you do
Please
that?
Please do.
Right, you have to.
You got three people telling you what you said, and you gonna really tell us you know? Like we all wrong. Okay, we all heard the same shit, and we got it wrong.
I got female tendencies.
All right.
Wow.
I see on his IMDb, it does say Chicago, but when I Googled him, the Google search says Springfield, but in case anybody is not sure, Springfield is not Chicago.
Another dude I was talking about is Trevor Jackson.
Man, you said who?
Trevor Jackson.
Trevor Jackson, yep. Yep. Trevor Jackson. Or even did y'all watch Black Lightning?
Yeah, I did.
You know the dude who ended up turning bad.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He could probably do it too.
And if you don't put the line where he or Bruce Leroy's little brother calls somebody a chocolate covered yellow, then it's a waste of time.
who would do the vanity character?
Oh.
Ooh. Saweetie.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on. Yeah, you got a point because I feel like it would, in these days and times, it would have to be a music artist.
Saweetie or Doja Cat?
You know.
Oh, Doja.
Yeah. 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 One of them could definitely do it. I kinda
So what you saying, Meg, the style you can't do it?
You know who first popped up?
My child called me a creep because of Doja Cat.
Who called me?
I was giving off Bill Cosby vibes.
Oh wow.
Damn.
Wow. That's so good.
were you staring at the TV intently? What's going on?
I was
trying to send her your secret barbecue sauce.
Right. So I'm sitting here and like she was sitting, my kid sitting next to me. And I'm on Instagram and I'm like, I just comment like, oh, Doja Cat on live. Tara looked at me like, why are you following Doja Cat? I said, because I like the music. And she gave me this look. I said, okay, all right. Have you seen Doja Cat? And she was like, yeah. I said, well, then you know why I'm following Doja Cat. She was like, Bill Cosby vibes?
Wow.
You asked, little nigga. You asked.
Wow. So, like I said before, y'all just going to skip, like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion can play. Because she's taller and, you know, she could probably take care of herself. So that's why we can't put her in the movie.
I don't know, man.
I don't see Megan in that role.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who I first thought of, Drew? Who? You know, she's not a singer. Melanie Lambert.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Power. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Oh, yo, they could find Nicole Scherzinger's arm. She ain't
Scherzinger?
No.
What you said, Dave?
Yeah.
You don't think so, Drew?
Nah. She, like, it's something about her that's mad annoying. I don't know why. it's just like, like she almost has that snobbish kind of character. It's something about it just
Sierra could, because Sierra act.
Oh yeah, Sierra could do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, but you know, she probably gonna get knocked up soon. Cause you know your boy Russell didn't ask her to have one more kid.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Between her, Kiki White, and Nick Cannon, man, they're trying to battle for the baby, man. Hey, that might be a new reality show, man.
Hold
battle
on, for no, the baby. I mean, no, you gotta have double digits. Sierra and Sierra only got four, maybe.
Yeah, I think she got four. Maybe.
No, Sierra got three. Kiki and Nick. No, four. No,
oh, she got three.
Kiki and Nick got like double digits, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no, not Nick.
No, I think Nick. No, Nick got close. Seven. Right?
He close.
How many future? But
how many? Now he might be in a double.
Got that he actually claimed. How many he got that he actually claimed? That's the question.
We talk about, hey, we gonna put a dark horse in this race. My money's on Future.
Yo, quick rest in peace shout to Johnny Williams. I'm sorry, Johnny Brown.
I was going to say, okay.
Oh, wait,
Johnny Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Bookman.
A.k.a. Good Times. Buffalo Butt.
A.k.a. Booger. Man, talented Broadway actor. Just overall cool cat. Passed away at 4. You know, so definitely want to say condolences to all his family, fans, and friends. And yeah, man, our era, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, slowly but surely, man. Lona Pass.
Yeah, oh, third. Pass. He the third. Yeah, I forgot Lona.
Well,
Lona.
Y'all not counting. Y'all forgetting my man. What's the gangster name?
Man, first of all, I'm not counting nobody who was just doing it for an episode or two. No, I'm talking about people who's actually on the show.
No, man.
He's a memorable character.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm counting people who got multiple.
You talking about Lenny?
Yeah. No, not Lenny.
No,
Sweets.
Sweets. Okay.
Yeah. Man, I ain't counting no recurring characters.
He's memorable, man.
Yeah, Lenny. I mean, okay, Sweets is memorable.
Apparently, Heads of State was memorable too. But
Drew, you're just referring to main cast members, right?
Exactly.
That's fair, but don't Heads of State. I can't name a Heads of State stone, but Sweets was memorable.
Man. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Anyway, I'm talking about main characters.
You're referring to main. Okay, I get it.
But definitely. Bookman was definitely, you know, a memorable heart of the show. So
did he really fix anything on the show, or he was just walking in people's apartments?
Nah, he didn't fix nothing. Like he just wore the uniform.
Hey, he was going to though.
Yeah, I mean, I think Overton was one of the few handymen on the show that actually attempted to fix things. Because you look at the old boy, I can't remember his character's name, but the dude from One Day at a Time.
Snyder.
Snyder. Did Snyder ever fix the stuff? I don't think so.
I mean, he always had a plunge on his hip, so I'm pretty sure he did. He did something.
But wait, Bookman wasn't the landlord, also, was he?
No, he was just a handyman.
He was just a handyman.
Yeah. He was but he picked up the rent.
No, he was kind of like a property manager.
Yeah, more like that.
Well, see, that's why he never really fixed the shit, because he had other shit to do. But yeah, Schneider, I don't think that nigga, he was just a handyman. I don't think he did that.
I know one thing.
What?
He didn't fix that elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ever been to the project building? The elevators never work.
Nah.
Facts.
Yeah. I would never get in a project elevator.
If it was an option, that was an option for the culture, we would, but a lot of times it didn't work.
No, I'm claustrophobic. Yeah. I'm claustrophobic, so you know, yeah.
And when it did work, it was. But if you can tolerate the smell of piss, when it does work, it
right.
You've got to hold your breath, depending on how far you had to go up.
We was on the 16th floor, my nigga. It wasn't holding your breath. Wasn't gonna last that long.
Oh, right. But again, when I was appreciative for when it did work, because doing 16 flights of stairs, she was not it.
Even we groceries in your head. We groceries in your head.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
You ever carry a gallon of milk up 16 flights of stairs? It's not fun.
2 gallons? Yeah, one of these hands.
Not fun at all.
Yo, speaking of ghetto news. Did y'all see that McDonald's is being sued for $900 million by this startup company that worked to repair their ice cream machines?
You mean the startup company they were in cahoots with to quote-unquote fix, but they just always broke down after like 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
First of all, y'all still eating ice cream from McDonald's?
When you can get it, that shit hit, nigga. What you
talking about? Yeah.
Well, just never look up actual videos of what the machines look like, because, you'll probably never eat ice cream there again.
That's why they was broken all the time, because they was always clogged with cook.
But yeah, man. This company called Kitsch, this Delaware-based company that was responsible for the device that repairs the machines, has filed a legal action against McDonald's, claiming... saying that McDonald's allegedly was making derogatory remarks through false advertisement, and so they're
false advertising, like what, that the machines were working?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, wait. Let me get this straight, Dave. So McDonald's, who we all famously know, the ice cream machines usually never work. The company that made the one piece that made the machines work is suing McDonald's now.
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds suspicious.
For $900 million.
To protect the consumer public from false and misleading advertisements, and to finally fix McDonald's broken soft serve machines.
That okay. shit is a literal conspiracy, and we've been saying that for years, and nobody believes it. That shit's a real conspiracy.
It is. It is. Like,
are we really? Are y'all really, really just?
Nigga, why you acting like you don't know?
This is thing. News, man. This is news.
Are y'all really? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a McDonald's ice cream machine. It's not an ice cream.
When's the last time you had one, Drew? When you can get them, they be hitting. What is you talking about, man?
It's like
my thing is, you sue for $900 million, you settle out of court for $300 million, you came up either way it goes.
Yeah,
it's a real conspiracy, Drew. Don't hit like the soft serve from McDonald's, though.
Yeah, the soft serve.
You want soft serve? You know. Take your ass to Dairy Queen. What the hell?
I'm hit like soft serve ice cream from truck. McDonald's, though.
Or you could go to Arnie's. Arnie's soft serve ice cream
sir.
Was also, yeah.
No, that wasn't ice cream, sir.
What?
That vanilla you was eating was not ice cream.
Oh my goodness! Not that Arnie's. The Arnie's across the street, but
same
nah.
owner. So
same owner. Same.
Cutting corners, best believe. And Arnie, yeah, he cutting corners.
Man, nah, that.
You thought that was caramel sauce, off.
Right?
I would eat. What would I eat from Arnie's? Because it wouldn't be ice cream. Something you can't fuck up, because that's the only thing I'm fucking with at Arnie's.
No, but they used to have like the swirl cup. You know who else? You know who else serves it now?
Even to our resident, born and raised Harveyite, to know the menu.
Costco actually has good soft serve ice cream.
Costco has some very good pizza. By
I
the
want
way, too.
The soft serve ice cream truck.
Facts. That's the only other soft serve. It's them in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah. You know, that just made me think of, remember the little, and maybe they still sell these, but remember that they used to sell the little ice cream cups in the store that came with the little wooden tongue depressor that you eat?
But Dave,
no, they still sell them to
us. Let me hit you. If you're going to the right hoods, you can still find them shits. They just not commercial.
No. What is it? It's a grocery store. It's like but they do a lot of like, you know, is it GFC or something, GFS or whatever? They sell
them. Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Dude, them shits used to be hilarious, but they was good in the mud.
Nigga, I'm gonna buy you like 100 for your birthday. Watch. That's gonna be your birthday present. That's me to make room in the deep.
Oh my god.
This also makes me think about, I was looking on I think it was on Instagram, and then somebody put a meme out there. And they showed a push pop, a push up, or whatever.
Yeah.
Came out of a toilet paper roll. And you looked at it and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
were.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. No idea. Man, listen, all of the crazy, you know, probably horrible stuff that they used to give to us back in the past, I feel like we were so much healthier back then, honestly.
No, it just got worse. It's gotten worse over time.
Man, for real.
Come on, we had, I was just, my sister just brought this up to me, because when I used to pick up from grammar school, yeah. like we go to this little candy store, and she said, do you remember when we used to get these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle kind of cream pies the Hostess made?
Yeah.
And it was like, it looked like an apple pie, but it was, instead of being, of course, it wasn't a brownish, you know, golden color, it was green. And then he broke it up. It was a green kind of pudding goo in there. And I was like, dang.
Wow. Yeah.
Why did we eat that? Right. I was like, why did I eat that?
I feel like I remember the ice cream, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ice cream, and like the eyeballs were gumballs or some shit.
I don't remember the pies.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That sounds disgusting. But listen, they took the cocaine out of Coca-Cola, and that's all the improvement we got over the years. That shit, and now they're slowly making it as less healthy again, you know.
Yeah. What?
Capitalism.
Then he sounded like a conspiracy theorist who got pictures and a string on the wall.
Hey, man, it's real. It's out there. Don't let me tell you it ain't.
Man, if y'all haven't seen, past Bad Boy artists are coming, talking about, you know, how Diddy treated them, you know, badly and didn't pay them and ruin their lives.
Who is it this time?
Yeah, who's it this time? Who's the newest person?
Say Sheree Dennis.
Freddie from the band, and and you know, Willie Taylor from Day 26, you know.
That's my man's not be easy.
Yeah, no. But he actually wasn't talking about Diddy so much as he was the show, making the band and how they, you know, just mistreated artists and stuff. And how it was pretty much just a setup for failure. So yeah, but Fred,
yeah,
you know, Fred is coming up saying, you know, he did like a video where he was crying and saying that, you know, he wanted to commit suicide, and Diddy was, you know, kind of responsible for that, and he said he blackballed him. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But... Okay, let's get into this, Fred.
Yeah,
both. Well, making the bands was kind of like they pretty much was all shit shows. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is like that group that, you know, with Fred, Dylan, and the rest of them, they was all divas in that whole little thing anyway.
Yeah.
Because Fred was like, oh man, I'm going to stay home. Like when Puff told them to go home and relax for a while to come back. That dude didn't come back at all. They had to call him to come back.
You meant that shit.
Was he in, man?
Fuck Fred. I'm out.
Hey, I pray for that brother's mental health, but I don't give a shit about Freddie from the beginning. Let's just be real.
Sarah still fucking with that crazy dude, her husband manager.
I don't think so.
I don't know. You know what? Just so y'all know where we are in the world, the other day my child asked me who Paris Hilton was.
Oh, wow.
That's a good thing. We
No. Not the fact that she's like not relevant anymore to my 14-year-old to know who she is.
She literally came and went. It's just a name you would hear, but it really has no bearing on you. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm just the fact
if
it was
tell
that
her she
quick.
Was, she was famous for no reason because she just hung out with her family's money and she didn't do anything.
No. The conversation wasn't necessarily about her, but she just, you know, her name popped up. She was like, "Who's that?" I was like, "Yo, it's weird. It's wild as fuck that you're 14 and you don't even know who this person is." Like, I feel like that era wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't, because that's how we got to know Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was her introduction to us through fucking Paris.
That's crazy. My child watches the Kardashians but don't know who the fuck Paris Hilton is. It's amazing.
Well, that's like when somebody is like in the show for the first season, and then by the time it gets to season 14, 15, they gone. And you don't even remember them if you came along during that time. That's exactly what it is.
We lost Drew due to technical difficulties.
My man hit the mic drop. He said what he said. Mic
he said
drop.
What he said, and he meant it. So on that note,
Johnny and gang.
Final straw. Not doing this shit no more. Fuck Fred. Yeah, and that's that.
It's been another episode of On the Series 33 and a Third. We really appreciate y'all tuning in and checking us out. Make sure you continue to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Snapchat, Instagram. Oh, wait, did I say Facebook? Yeah, we're not on Facebook.
You said Facebook.
Yeah, we're not on Facebook.
Check us out around the same time Detox drops.
Yeah, no doubt. And
was that me? That's what we do, Facebook?
Probably, but you said you had to do our Black Planet page first or something. You was working
I'm getting
that.
Y'all niggas on me. Hente, fuck is you talking about? We finna diversify this motherfucker.
Oh my God. Everybody be safe out there. We'll be catch y'all next week on the Get Down. You know what I mean? On the Series 33 and the Third.
We out.
Yeah.